Adult Podcast. My name is Christopher Chagnon.
And I'm Sophia Hagelani-Albov. Christopher, do you know what day it is?
What day is it?
It's our anniversary of the podcast.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. We launched the Exalt podcast in October of 2019, what we like to call the before times.
The long, long ago.
The long, long ago, in the long, long ago of pre-2020. But yeah, this month marks our 12th episode, our official 1 year. And we're really excited that we have so many listeners out there that are sharing this experience with us and joining us for these important conversations about extractivisms and alternatives.
Absolutely. It's been such an amazing journey. I mean, going back to before a year ago, meeting each other and, you know, starting to do the recordings, and to now, it's been such an amazing experience getting to talk with so many people around the world and have these really amazing and impactful conversations about all these different ways that extractivism plays out in the world and all the various alternatives to it.
Absolutely. Because yes, the actual work for this podcast began in summer of 2019 when we first got the opportunity to meet. I was working with the Exalt Initiative doing some coordinator work. And I'd mentioned that I thought it would be good to utilize some of these new media outlets for science communication. And our very first guest, Barry Gills, is actually who brought us together around this subject of podcasting.
Yeah, I had been interested in doing a podcast for the University of Helsinki, you know, now Global Development Studies, for some time. And Barry had come to me and said, like, oh, hey, do you want to do this? Because I'd gotten them to get the equipment and everything, but I hadn't been able to really get into a regular schedule of it and was having trouble finding like a co-host and such. And so when Barry came forward and said that he had someone in mind who was great and doing a lot of awesome work with the Exalt Initiative, I was really excited to be able to come in and you know, get to meet you and have these awesome conversations.
And the rest is history. We took off running from there. And as you all know, we've had a really cool year full of conversations. Last Friday of every month, we've had a new conversation be released, and most of you have been there to listen to them. So over this last year, what have been some really standout moments for you, Christopher?
It's tough to say, because I mean, we've had so many wonderful talks with people. I have to say, like, you know, I really loved the one that we had last month with Nick Coldry and Ulysses Mejias, although I am certainly a bit biased with that, as the whole data extractivism, data colonialism lens is what my research is focusing on, and also it kind of got me into Exalt. But it was just a wonderful conversation to get to talk with, you know, like two of the biggest names. And also it was so great to have them on for the Exalt Symposium last week, where I was, you know, very lucky to get to host them. And so we got to get even more in depth, taking questions from the audience. So if you weren't able to join us, we're going to be posting that up on the Exalt website and as well onto YouTube. And so if you didn't get to join, definitely tune in. It's a fascinating conversation. And there's also all of the other panels are going to be up there.
Yeah, absolutely. We had 3 days of thematic discussions around, I believe it was 10 different thematic discussions that ranged not only from the data extractivism discussion that Christopher brought up, but also looking at extractivism and alternatives from different angles, including from an artistic perspective. And we had our own Sana Komi, who was a guest of the Exalt podcast, share some of her music with us. And the link for that will also be up on our website. So if you didn't get a chance to join us at the actual symposium, one of the advantages of being pushed into this virtual realm where we all are under this global pandemic is that these talks are now recorded and we will have them up on our website. So please, if you're interested at all, make sure to check them out.
Definitely. And I feel like, you know, that's something we can say overall with this, is that being pushed into this realm, we've really been able to get even more people on for our conversations. I remember actually, you know, one that I feel like, you know, with the US presidential election coming up, I think another one that is popping into my mind. The first one that we did remotely, and we had such a trouble with the setup, trying to, like, you know, use paper clips to get the sound right and things like that, was when we talked with Tom Marafa about extractivism and sense of place in rural Ohio and the rise of populism there.
Yeah, that was one that we did that with Tom because he was in Ohio. But that was back in the times where Chris and I were still able to be in the same studio at the same time. But we haven't even gotten to see each other in person, what, since February?
Yeah, I think it was like late February, because it was like my birthday, I think, was the last time. So
that was the last time. This has certainly been an odd year.
Yeah, it's crazy to think of.
Understatement, of course. And we know that everybody else is going through that too, but we're really pleased that our listeners have continued to grow even under these exceptional times, and that people are continuing to join us every month to listen to these conversations about extractivisms and alternatives, because I think that the concept of extractivism and the need for transformative alternatives is even more important in this time of truly concurrent crises.
Definitely. I mean, we're seeing right now how starkly human beings can impact or are impacting the environment, all the negative consequences that come out of that. So many different ways why we need alternatives, not just for the environment, but to support human life in times of crisis, and the importance of very basic things of our communities, our health, and our well-being.
Absolutely. And those are topics that we did get to touch on in some of the shows that we've done in what we're now calling season one, because this is the official launch of now season two. But yeah, we got to talk to, for example, Gutu Wayesa about like those really, the real importance of like why people need to be consulted with what's happening in their actual land, and why, you know, transnational corporations, it doesn't work for them to just come in and dictate. In addition, our conversation with Anya Nugren really explored what it's like to be on the front lines of these extractive activities, and I believe what she called sacrifice zones.
Definitely. And one that stood out a lot to me was the episode we did with Katy Machoa and Paula Manoya, talking about how extractivism is impacting the Kichwa people in Equatorian Amazonia and their way of life, the types of injustices going on the ground, and the need for pluriversality.
And we got to explore that topic even further, the pluriverse, in our conversation with Maria Enstrom Fuentes, who also participated in the Exalt Symposium, and her video for her session, Transitions to Alternatives, is also up with those. It's a really good one. She had guests from Australia and from the United States, which, once again, one of the advantages of being in this digital space is we can just bring together people from all over. Speaking of all over, one of the other subjects that we covered this last year is looking at extractivism, not just from the academic perspective, but also the intersection between activism, alternatives, and academia with Aili Puhala, one of our very early episodes. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that one, I highly suggest that you go back 11 months to November 2019 and give it a listen.
And as well, you know, when we look at this activism, we also have like these artistic approaches and various alternative approaches to academia and activism, which was a really great conversation with Maya Lassila. And tying it all together too, over the summer, we got to have a kind of great back-to-back conversation, or conversations going around food and how this impacts our lives, which again, with the global pandemic going on, is such an important topic and something we really need to think about, is our food system. So, you know, when we talked with Rachel Mazak, we talked with Will LaFleur, and just, you know, having that sort of sunny growing season, thinking about food.
Absolutely. One thing that we've really learned over the last year is that there are so many interconnected threads under this larger umbrella topic of extractivism zone alternatives. And it has been so interesting to get to dive deep into all these different ways that one can approach this larger conversation. And as we teased before, season one, That was season one. We were just thinking about it. And now, guess what's coming up? Season two, where we go deeper, we go further, we talk to even more people. Well, actually, the same amount of people. But we're still going to be doing one episode a month, released on the last Friday of the month. But we have a really exciting slate of interviews coming up.
Yeah, we've got a really exciting slate coming up. We're going to be talking with people all over the world about a bunch of diverse topics. I mean, we've already got different ways to approach the economy. We're going to be talking with people about the importance of labor and the environment. This coming year, we're going to be branching out even more and bringing a ton in. And I'm super excited.
I'm super excited. So thank you for everyone out there that's been with us, and stay tuned, hold this space. There's a bunch more coming, and coming up this week, right now, we're going to have an interview with Marcus Kroger, who is another one of the founders of the Exalt Initiative from University of Helsinki. And he's going to be talking to us about social movement resistance to extractivism and iron ore in Brazil and India.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, especially because, you know, he really dives in looking at actually what's effective resistance. And this is something that's very nice to get outside of that purely academic sphere, talking about what's working for people on the ground.
If you enjoy the conversation that we have with Marcus, you can check out even more. He has a book coming out in November 2020, Iron Will, Global Extractivism and Mining Resistance in Brazil and India. So stay tuned.
Yeah, thank you all so much for listening. It's a true pleasure. Of course, you know, something else to put out there, you know, the main reason, or one of the big reasons we started this podcast, was to share these stories, but as well to get the word out there about the Exalt Initiative and what turned into the Exalt Symposium. But of course, this coming year, assuming that things get back to a point where we're able to safely meet in person, we should be having the Exalt Conference 2021.
The dates for that are going to be October 25th to the 27th, hopefully right here in Helsinki, potentially even in person. So mark your calendar.
I am incredibly excited for this. And, you know, actually, in something even one more, like, you know, kind of silver lining on all this stuff, is that with the experience of doing the symposium and having these online events, you know, there's a greater possibility for possibly even doing something hybrid that can allow for even greater engagement, even with an in-person event. So anyways, this year, even more stuff, big stuff, fun stuff.
Absolutely. Hold this space. Stay tuned. Keep your subscription right here.
And to sort of play us out over, you know, as some of you know or might not know, I do the editing for the podcast. It's mostly so that I sound better, but I have collected some outtakes. So in the spirit of fun and going towards the future, here are some of our greatest outtakes from season one.
One, two, three.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Hi, I'm Casey Kasem.
God.
Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could do.
Okay, we gotta go. Go. I can make bird sounds. Go. Go. Go.
Beautiful.
Go.
Oh. That sounds like a cuica.
That's me. I'm a cuica. Oh God, this is doomed. We're doomed. This is never gonna come together. Holy.
I mean, we should do it at the very least to raise a giant middle finger to Malthus.
Should we do like a wolf howl or something? No, too Ooh. Weird. Arrgh. Like, I just ruined the whole thing. Oh, Lord. Everybody breathe. Here's the part where it gets awkward. Cut that.
Oh, I was just going to have it repeating in the background the entire time as a second track.
No, too weird.